Well, Merry Christmas. That's right. Merry Christmas Eve. That's right. So I pulled up this evening and it was cold and snowy. And I was like, I don't know, we need to pull some chairs because nobody's coming. Thanks for being here. Now I'm just like panicked. Nobody's going to come for 6 o'clock. So you want to like hang around, if you have anything going around at that time, and just fill some seats, that'd be good. Well, hey, thank you so much for being with us today. We are wrapping up our Advent series. This is a series that we have entitled Christmas Classics. And very simply, what we have done in this series is each week we've looked at a clip from a different classic Christmas movie. We've asked ourselves, you know, hey, what is this movie telling us about Christmas? And more importantly, what does the Bible have to say in response to that? And so I am Mike, I'm one of the pastors on staff here, and just excited to be with you today as we look at our last Christmas classic, one of my favorites, A Christmas Story. Some people love it, some people not so much. Now, if you're not familiar with it, I met a young man who's down in the sound room who said, I don't know what that is. And I was like, your education has been sorely lacking. That's right. I was like, oh my goodness, right? So I told him to go home and watch it, and his dad said, I don't know if mom's going to like that. So we'll see. Yes, yeah. So this is all about Ralphie, and Ralphie wants what for Christmas? Some of you have seen this. All right. He wants a Red Ryder, carbon action, 200 shots, air rifle. And what's the problem with Ralphie getting this? See, you should know these things, Jonathan. All right. So he's going to shoot his eye out. Now, the whole movie is about how Ralphie's going to try and manipulate his way into this gun and what he's going to do to make this thing happen, and all the things that go wrong in the midst of it all. Now, I would contend, if we're talking about Christmas classics, there's some other reasons beyond just you're going to shoot your eye out, kid, that might work against Ralphie getting this coveted Christmas gift. And these reasons are found in another Christmas classic, one that you may or may not be familiar with. It's not a movie, but it's a song. Anybody heard the song, I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas? Yeah, all right. Now, why is a kid getting nothing for Christmas? He's been nothing but bad, right? If you paid attention to the lyrics, kid's right. Like, he puts a frog in his sister's bed, and he ties a knot in her hair, and he puts a tack on his teacher's chair, and he rips up mom's garden as he's running through the thing, tears up his own trousers climbing a tree. In fact, one of my favorite bands covered this. Their cover band called Reliant K, and they add to the list of misdeeds this. Well, I'm getting nothing for Christmas because I've contributed to the greenhouse effect, which melts the polar ice caps, which melts the North Pole, where Santa Claus lives, therefore he's mad. Now, I'm getting nothing for Christmas because I've been nothing but bad. After the way I've acted, there's just no sense in hoping for anything, because if the way it works, I'm good, I get something, I'm not, I don't. We're done here. At the end of the song, though, the singer has enough sense to have at least some sense of regret and to be a little bit penitent. And the song ends this way. I don't know if you've ever noticed it. He sings, next year, I'll go straight. Next year, I'll be good. Just wait. I'd start now, but it's too late. In other words, after where I've been and what I've done, forget it. There's no coming back from this. Now, by the standards of this song, Ralphie should get nothing for Christmas. Because if you're familiar with the movie, all movie long, Ralphie's been nothing but bad. Again, he spends an entire movie trying to manipulate his parents into getting him what he wants. When his buddy gets his tongue stuck on the flagpole, Ralphie abandons him. When Scott Farkas bullies Ralphie, Ralphie beats him bloody. When Ralphie's helping his dad change the lug nuts on the car, and he drops the lug nuts. And that's not all he drops. Yeah, he drops the granddaddy of all swear words, right? And later on, when he's getting, you know, sentenced to your mouth washed out with soap, right? And his mother's interrogating him. Where did you learn that word? He lies to his mother, throws his buddy under the bus, and tells his mother he learned that word from his buddy. All movie long, Ralphie's been nothing but bad. But at the end of the movie, as Christmas morning comes, Ralphie's father surprises him with a gift that, according to the song, Ralphie didn't deserve. Let's watch the clip together. I want to suggest to you that in that clip, what we have for us is a picture of what our Father in heaven was like on that first Christmas morning. See, on that first Christmas morning, humanity had been bad. But our Father in heaven sent us a gift anyway. The Apostle John captures the idea this way in a verse that many of us are familiar with. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son." See, God's love for us, it's not conditional. It's not based on how good or bad we've been. It's not something that we're going to earn or we're going to be good enough to deserve. On that first Christmas morning, in spite of the fact that humanity had been bad, John tells us that God loved the world, that God loved humanity, that God loved you, and that God loved me. And in that first Christmas, God sent us the gift of his son, Jesus. And in giving that gift, your Father in heaven wasn't reluctant, he wasn't begrudging. No, he was like old man Parker, barely able to contain himself for the joy and the excitement and the delight, the pleasure he had in giving the gift. Your Father in heaven, his heart towards you is kind and generous and good. And God, your Father in heaven, John goes on to tell us that he didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, even though he could have. I mean, if we're being honest, if somebody could have rolled the footage, captured, you know, for any one of us, everything we've ever said or done or thought that was wrong, and then played that for others to watch, it wouldn't be anywhere near as funny or entertaining as Ralphie's story, but for sure, it would leave us condemned. But in that first Christmas, God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world. Instead, he sent his Son, born as a baby in a manger, to save the world, to save us from our sin that had caused the condemnation that we bore. And so this Christmas, it's our prayer that you would know that God loves you, regardless of how good or bad you've been. This Christmas, it's our prayer that you would know the last line of that song is all wrong. Again, if you remember, the singer says, next year I'll go straight, next year I'll be good, just wait. I'd start now, but it's too late. It's too late. It's never too late with Jesus. Because he didn't come to condemn us and tell us how bad we were. He came to save us and remind us of how much God loved us. And this year, it's our prayer that you would know that your Father's heart for you, it is good, it is generous, and it is kind. And so as we continue, we're going to sing a couple more carols. But before we do, we're going to pray one more time. And if you've never said yes to the gift of God's love in Jesus, and today you're ready to, I want to invite you to pray with me, and then we'll continue in our service. Let's pray. Father, thank you just for the gift of Jesus. Thank you that you love us, and that your love for us isn't anything we had to earn. It is unconditional. Father, for some of us today, we know that our sin leaves us condemned, and we just confess that to you. And we are grateful that your response was to love us and to send Jesus to save us. And like John, who says, anyone who believes in him will have eternal life. Today, we want to put our hope, our faith, our trust in Jesus. We want to believe in him and surrender all of who we are to him. It's in his name we pray. Amen.